MARTA last week unveiled its wish list for how to use $2.5 billion in potential transit money. Now, the list will be narrowed down in the coming months, and as Johnny Kaufman reports, what makes the cut could affect whether MARTA gets the money at all.
Atlanta has changed a lot since Mike Reed settled in the city 45 years ago. But he does remember what used to be at the end of the East Side Beltline near the Krog Street Market, Atlanta Stove Works.
They used to make them wood kettle stoves in a building right here.
And it's right here that City of Atlanta and MARTA officials are considering a project that could accelerate urban change, a light rail line to connect the Beltline to the Atlanta streetcar. It might get built if Atlanta voters approve a halfpenny sales tax increase this November to raise more than $2 billion for MARTA expansion. But Reed, he has no need for light rail, he says. He can't afford many of the restaurants where it might take him.
I can't eat at no ritzy places, no how, you know.
Reed says he won't vote for the new tax if it doesn't expand bus service. That's how he visits his grandkids. And Mike Dobbins says Reed isn't alone. The former city planner for Atlanta and professor at Georgia Tech says for the new sales tax to pass, the transit plan has to appeal to people well beyond the Beltline.
Why am I going to vote for something that's going to be putting, you know, a fancy streetcar where that doesn't do me any good?
The list should include new bus routes for people like Mike Reed, says Dobbins, and lower-income Atlantans who rely on it to get to work. But Dobbins says light rail around the quickly developing Beltline neighborhoods is important too. If both those make the final cut, it could get most of Atlanta to agree to a halfpenny sales tax for MARTA when they vote in November. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.